Now, here is James again to introduce our second set of news stories.
We now have a varied selection of sports stories. After winning on Saturday, Norwich City suffered their first home defeat this season on Wednesday the 20th. We also have news of another Norwich football team, Norwich United, a racehorse called Sproston Boy, and a prize-winning Norwich equestrian. But first, here is Bridget with news from Carrow Road.
Norwich City's perfect home record at the start of the Championship campaign was ruthlessly ended by Leicester City, who ran out 2-0 winners. The Canaries matched the Foxes for prolonged periods of the clash, but were undone by a first-half penalty converted from Kelechi Iheanacho from Christian Fashnak's rash tackle on Steffi Mafididi. Norwich hit the bar in the second period from Kenny McLean and saw Shane Duffy's close-range header saved by Meds Hermanson in their pursuit for an equaliser. A Leicester break saw Jamie Vardy slip Kiernan Dewsbury-Hall in behind, and the midfielder squared for Casey McAteer to secure 3 points. Canaries opted to start Liam Gibbs alongside Ashley Barnes, but both were withdrawn in the second half. On another day, City may have grasped a point. Norwich will now regroup and prepare for Saturday's lengthy trip to Devon to face Plymouth Argyle, with both sides hoping to respond to defeats.
Scandal-hit football club Norwich United have withdrawn from their league amid ongoing acrimony between players and coaches and a series of disastrous results on the pitch. Officials from the Thurlow Nunn League announced the news that the club had left the Premier Division in a message on X, formerly known as Twitter. It comes after a tumultuous few weeks for the side, known as the Planters, which has seen allegations of death threats, secret filming in the dressing room, and verbal abuse. In an extraordinary statement, the team manager, Daryl Tate, claimed he had been punched twice in the head. Many of the players had gone on strike as the furore continued, with a number of first-teamers saying they were looking for a new club. This meant the team had to rely on younger, less experienced players, resulting in a series of heavy defeats. After losing 5-1 to Brantham Athletic and 0-4 to Heacham, the club suffered a 0-12 hammering at the hands of Thetford Town at the weekend. The club is currently being investigated by the Norfolk FA, although police say they have not received any reports of incidents. The row first emerged after striker Matt Blake claimed he had received death threats in front of his teammates and there was a secret camera filming them in the dressing room. Mr. Tate, 60, who joined the club this season, then issued his statement on Twitter, X, claiming he had been undermined at every opportunity during his time at the club.
And against all odds, sporting triumph involving a Norfolk-owned racehorse has been turned into a new stage drama. Unfancied Sproston Boy shocked the turf world at Ascot when he romped home in a high-profile race with the famous course's first-ever woman jockey winner in the saddle. Now, the 1987 tail of the horse, pioneering rider, and its Norwich owners, salesmen Jeff Whiting and coleman Kenny Blanche, are being retold in horseplay, penned and performed by Jeff's granddaughter. Katie Anna Whiting, who also now lives near Sproston Road, where the pals grew up, is one of the two actors who retell a feel-good story of a successful underdog in horseplay, which tours a dozen dates in Norfolk and Suffolk during November. Miss Whiting said, "When I was younger, I was aware of Grandad's Sprouston Boy story because of the pictures, but didn't realise what a big deal it was. When the actor started her own theatre company, she realised she had a perfect storyline in her own family archives.
A city woman has achieved her goal of helping Team GB reach a podium finish in an equestrian tournament that took place in France. Tamsin Conyers has been riding since she was a child and taken part in competitive jumping since she was 15 years old. The 50-year-old, who has owned Western Equestrian Centre in NR9 for the last 17 years, joined four of her compatriots to take part in the European Veteran Championship. The event was held in Ardelot, France, around 50 minutes away from Calais, from September the 7th to the 10th, and consisted of both team jumping and individual performance. Tamsin, who competed with her homebred 10-year-old horse Sunny, said her first overseas competition was fabulous. Team GB finished in second place in the team competition, while Tamsin came fourth behind teammate James Loffitt and Nicola Frankland, who finished second and third respectively.